I'm Janie Woods, and I am interviewing Loretta Marie Johnston. This interview is being held at my home at 101 Patrick Lee Court in Hot Springs, Arkansas, in Garland County, on August the 12th, 2011. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Would you please state your name?
Loretta Marie Johnston.
And spell your name?
LoretaMarie Johnston.
And indicate that you are willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others.
Yes.
My name is Janie Woods, and today I am interviewing Loretta M. Johnston for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. It is August the 12th, 2011, and we are at my home, 101 Patrick Lee Court in Hot Springs, Arkansas. This is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name,
Loretta Marie Johnston,
and the city and county in which you presently reside.
Hot Springs, Arkansas, Garland County.
Also, tell me when and where you were born.
I was born in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and moved to Arkansas when my husband accepted a job. That was in 1958.
And when were you born?
November the 26th, 1937.
And he accepted a job in Arkansas, and what was he going to be doing?
He was would be a district forester for Dirk's Lumber Company.
Okay. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program? In other words, have you been a member of a club or have you been a professional?
I've been a member.
Okay. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, actually, Extension Homemakers or Home Demonstration has been part of my life. I grew up in Oklahoma as a 4-H girl. My mother and grandmother were both Home Demonstration members, and I visited the club. So it's just always been a part of my life.
How long have you personally been associated with the program as a member?
I've been an active member for 48 years.
What were the first club or clubs with which you were associated, and what were the years associated with those?
Well, when we moved to Arkansas in 1958, we moved to several different forestry headquarters. Grannis, Arkansas, Winthrop, DeQueen, and each of those locations I visited clubs, but I never did really join and become active because I had a small son, and we moved so often it just wasn't convenient. And one time after Kurt was born, I went to visit a club, and they were all older ladies, and I could tell they were very uncomfortable with having a little less than a year old baby at their meetings. So I just decided it wasn't a time to get involved in it at that time. Then we moved to DeQueen, and then we moved to Daisy, Arkansas, and my next door neighbor was a member of the Kirby Home Demonstration Club. And so she invited me, and that was the time for me to get active, and it was a way of meeting the ladies in the community and getting involved, and because it was a small community. And I just was very active.
And what year was that?
That was in 1964.
And it was still called Home Demonstration
Club. And I believe it was changed to Extension Homemakers in 66.
Okay, and then you moved to Hot Springs when?
Moved to Hot Springs in 1970. And
what club did you become associated with then?
Well, I went to the courthouse to see about a club, and they told me that all the clubs had a limited membership and suggested that I organize another club. So I got ladies in the area that I lived, and they asked friends, and we ended up with about 15 ladies, and they met at my home, and we organized the Lakeshore EH Club, which existed for 40 years until we had to disband.
And when did you disband that club?
In 2010.
And so you are presently a club member, though, so what club are you with now?
When the Lakeshore disbanded, I tried to figure out which club I would join, because I knew ladies in all the clubs, but I had always kind of wanted to get into quilting more, so I joined the Crazy Quilters, and I've been a member of their club since 2010. I was not going to drop being an EH club member. I was going to stay with it.
So you're in Crazy Quilters, and what county and district is Crazy Quilters in?
Crazy Quilters Club is in Garland County and in Ouachita District.
And do you have any special remembrances other than the fact that the ladies didn't look too kindly on you bringing a small baby to your meeting, of maybe that meeting or some of the meetings in maybe Daisy, Arkansas?
Well, when I lived at Daisy, most of the county workshops and things were in Murfreesboro, and that was the county seat. And I became very active and was elected county president in 1970, which I moved to Hot Springs, so I never did get to serve there. But I had been club officers, all the county officers there, and that was Pike County.
And you have continued your membership all these years. Why have you done that?
Well, I feel like that the extension programs and have provided an education for me through workshops and projects and being a leader county officer. I've gained leadership abilities, and I've just became involved in everything. Sometimes I think I'm a product of the Extension Service.
So you said that you had done a lot of the different leadership positions. Can you tell me about the offices and committee chairmanships and special responsibilities that you've held, maybe on the local, the county, the district, and the state, and even national level?
I have been, I think, every office in the club two or three times, and I've served two terms as Garland County president, plus county program leader.
Which programs have you been leaders of?
Well, clothing, resource management. I've been publicity chairman.
And have you been a leader in the district?
Yes, I was a citizenship chairman for a few years, and then I became in 1987, I was elected Arkansas Extension Homemaker State President, and that brought a lot of challenges, and it was very rewarding to give back to the Extension Homemaker program, because I felt like I had learned so much, and it was a kind of a payback time, but it really was I felt like an honor, and representing the Extension Homemakers, I was able to attend national meetings and international meetings, and traveled a lot, got to see a lot of counties, a lot of states, and that I probably would never have got to do otherwise. It gave me a lot of opportunities.
I think you maybe have a unique place in Arkansas Extension Homemaker Presidency because you served how many years?
I served 3 years. At that time, we were reorganizing, and in order for the rotation to work, part of the officers had to serve a 3-year term. So I had the opportunity to serve 3 years, and I'm still active as a member of the past president's organization at this time, so it keeps me involved on the state level. And I've attended national meetings and become very involved in that. In fact, this past month, I attended the national organization, NVON, and was the Arkansas voting delegate.
And what does the NVON stand for? We're back after a short pause.
The national organization, NVON, is the National Volunteer Outreach Network. And they are, involves 8 states. This organization began after the previous national organization. There was problems and Arkansas withdrew from them. And then later these 8 states organized another national organization, and their goals and purposes are more in line with what we've always had with Extension Homemakers.
Let's see. We've talked about you attending state council meetings. In what year do you think maybe you attended your first state council meeting?
I attended in 1966, and the meeting was at the University of Arkansas. And what I remember most about it, that attending that meeting, it was a big decision because I had never been away from my husband and son any length of time. But I went, and I guess I caught the bug because I don't think I've missed but 2 or 3 state meetings since then. My husband and son did fine without me, and so it kind of became a mini vacation away from planning meals and washing dishes and meeting new friends. And it's always fun to go back each year and see old friends that you've made through the years.
Do you have any really special remembrances of the state meetings?
One of the things that I remember off the top of my head is that after I moved to Hot Springs, the Garland County group was always a large number of ladies that attended. And one night of the meeting, we would have a get-together, kind of a pajama party. And we were laughing and telling jokes and just having so much fun. And one of our ladies said, "I've never seen a group have so much fun without having a drink or two." And we thought that was really funny. But just sharing the different sessions that everybody had gone to, we always had an evaluation sheet. And it was the group as a whole would make decisions, what they liked and what they didn't like. And it was just a fun time. We always had snacks. And one of the things about state meetings was visiting all the different universities all over Arkansas. It was an opportunity to see what the campuses were like, and we always carried our sheets and pillows and our own bedding, and it was just a fun time. And some colleges' dormitories were better than others, but all in all, it was a big opportunity to visit all over the state.
And where are most of the state meetings being held now?
Now they are in Hot Springs, Arkansas at the Convention Center. And we've probably been doing that about 10 years, something like that. And I had a concern at the time when we switched. I didn't feel like that the ladies would probably go because of the extra expense, but I've been proven wrong. We have an attendance of 650 to 700 ladies every year, and I think they enjoy not having to take their bedding, and it's a good place to sleep.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
I think the Extension Homemakers has gave me opportunities that I would not have had otherwise. The friendships I have made over the years, and the educational part has been the real key to being involved, because every meeting we have, there's always something to learn. We've had county workshops and on every aspect of homemaking, and it's just been a part of my life.
Do you have any special people that you'd like to tell me about?
Well, Susan Nieper, the agent in Garland County when I moved here, the first time I met her was at 4-H camp, and we were, I was new to the county and she was new, and we were room buddies, and that kind of started over the years. We were room buddies for lots of meetings and had lots of late night talks, but she was very special in my life. And just the ladies in my county, I've never lived close to my family, so the club members really are my family. And I've made some friends over the state that one lady in particular is Pauline Myrick from Star City. She and I started out as 4-H leaders and attended seminars and camps, and she and I have just become friends over the years. We stay together at the state meeting, and we've traveled to a lot of the national meetings and things together. I told her recently she was like the sister I never had.
You mentioned something about 4-H, and I think that you've been involved with the 4-H Foundation.
Yes, I'm a member of the Garland County 4-H Foundation, and also was on the State 4-H Foundation board for about 15 years. Besides being an Extension Homemaker, I was also a 4-H leader, and for about 25 years. So 4-H and Extension Homemakers, the Cooperative Extension Program has just provided a lot of workshops and opportunities to serve in my community and do volunteer work through their projects.
If you had to pick your favorite event or activity out of all these things that you've done over the years, can you name one or two?
Well, one of the things, I was the arts and crafts chairman for about 10 years, and cleaning up the buildings after the county fair to get ready for the arts and crafts fair was a real challenge. And
now this is for the Garland County Arts and Crafts Fair. Yes. In Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yes. The buildings, after a while, we had the funds to hire someone to clean up the buildings. But I think that's probably one of the lesser things that I enjoyed. And of course, there's always the job of setting up and cleaning up after workshops and meetings. But that just goes along with the territory.
So those are some of the harder times. Do you have a time that you enjoyed especially?
Club meetings is probably the most enjoyable. Just meeting with the ladies and having our lesson and the fellowship, and over the years, you get to know everybody very personal, and you get involved in each other's lives, and it's just like a family.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization through all these years?
Well, one of the things that I think about is our agent, Family Consumer Science agent, is not as, she's more, plays the role of assistance. Back when it was home demonstration, the agent went to every club meeting, usually gave the program or the lesson, but now our membership is able to plan their own programs with the assistance of the agent. And also on the state level, we do not have the specialists that we used to have. And they, at one time, they did a lot of workshops, like clothing workshops, food and nutrition, but you don't have that now. And some change has been good, some is not good, but just the whole cooperative extension program has changed over the years with Extension Homemakers, the name change.
What did the name change? It changed from Home Demonstration to Extension Homemakers, and then it had a change for a while, and what was that?
Family Community Education. And then when Arkansas withdrew from the national, they took back the name Arkansas Extension Homemakers.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Yes. You have all types of personalities in the membership. Being in a leadership role, it has taught me how to work with people so that for the betterment of our organization. It's just sometimes there are difficult people to deal with, but there's usually a way, and through the workshops and seminars and things on leadership, that has made it possible for me to work with people that I probably otherwise could not have tolerated.
Do you have any other memories or experiences or thoughts that we haven't touched on that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think being a member of the Extension Homemakers has given me a view of the world, because we are a worldwide organization because of our club, our county, our state, and then we have the national organization, and then we're also part of Country Women's Council and the Associated Country Women of the World. And we recently had the Associated Country Women of the World meeting here in Hot Springs, and that was just a real exciting time. They meet in different countries every 3 years, and it'll probably be 20 years before they ever meet in USA again. And I was in charge of the country store, which was a fundraiser to help USA pay expenses. And that was very exciting. Had some wonderful workers. I could not have done it by myself without all my workers. But it was a very eye-opening experience, dealing with ladies from all over the world, them trying to figure out the money they owed us, because they had come through different countries and had different monies. Sometimes they would just hold their hand out and tell us to take what we needed to pay for their item they had bought. But I think that's one of the biggest things for me, is it's just gave me a view of the whole world through the eyes of the organizations.
Well, thank you for all of the contributions that you have made to Extension Homemakers, and for sharing your time and memories with me and with the people that will listen to this interview. And I appreciate this, and hope that you enjoy many more years in your organization.